two movies enter, one movie leaves as we watch two, The Babysitter, one featuring Alicia Silverstone, and the other one, a new movie on Netflix, all on today's Zach and the Only One.
Friend of mine, the tables have turned.
Welcome to the There Can Be Only One podcast, where we watch two movies with the same title, determine if either one needs to have their title changed, and we come up with some great suggestions. We're going to write it in, get a letter campaign going. Yay! My name is Robert Rowell, and joining me today are
Herman Omega Prime Davis
and
Mike, regular name Monterey,
and
Sarah Bostwick.
Yay!
Yeah. Got four
all
people.
All microphones used.
Man, that's
finally paying off, Robert. Way to go.
I was trying to tell my investor the other day, my cat, that what I was doing was a smart move for our future, and the whole time she's like, food? And I'm like, all right, I get it. I see what you want.
It doesn't put food on the table, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, it puts food on the table, yes. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Thank you, it, for the food.
Like, she was like, do I get the good food now?
Yeah, well, definitely.
Are you eating? Then it's the good food.
Yeah, she's eating right now.
So there's a bunch of things called The Babysitter that I actually gave everybody the option to watch, but we went with the two feature-length movies instead. We didn't go with anything that was like a short film. They had a Rip Tracks that came out recently called The Babysitter. It was almost like something that you would show in a class, but why would you show something like that in a class? It didn't make any sense. Like, so the babysitter came and knew all her functions, and this would be home ec. Would they show it in home ec? Would that be something?
I would think that would be where they would show it. It looked like in the, you know, what was that? Probably the 50s or the 60s, where they need to teach girls how to be girls.
That movie was made 2 years ago.
What?
They Stranger Thing that
we're
thing.
We're in Trump's America.
Yeah. There was that, and then there was a Spanish film that was available on Amazon Prime called El Babysitter. That had a 2.2 on IMDb, so that was, we didn't think that, not saying that we thought the Alicia Silverstone one was going to be any better, but it definitely has more potential.
It had star
because
power.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm not going to say star power, but it had people you know, or have seen. Yeah.
Right, and without a doubt, it has a very impressive trailer, so we're going to play that trailer right now.
From the moment she arrived.
Babysitter's here!
The husband had temptations.
Hey, that's a cute outfit you got on.
Thanks, Mr. Becker.
The wife had suspicions.
I don't know if I trust that girl.
The boyfriend had desires.
Maybe I should come over there and protect you.
No, Jack.
Come on, you want me to, don't you?
And the rival had a plan.
Here, let's do a night of endless possibilities.
I think that babysitter is getting a visit from her boyfriend.
Why don't you just let me come in for a little while?
Jack, no.
But somewhere between the fantasy...
You know, I never had a babysitter as pretty as you are when I was a little boy.
You're a very bad boy, Jimmy.
What's going on here?
And the reality...
The only person I think the babysitter needs to be protected from is you.
It's Tucker!
Someone must act out his passions.
Two's company, three's an orgy.
We're both gonna leave now.
Someone will do anything to possess her.
Just came by to see if you were being a good girl. Looks like you and me, we got a little secret to keep, huh?
You lose, buddy.
Anything.
Hey!
Alicia Silverstone is the babysitter.
And we're back. There we go. That is the only marker I need for that trailer. Yes. In that trailer, the only thing I needed to learn is how to pronounce Alicia Silverstone's name correctly, because I have not been doing that. I've been calling her Alicia Silverstone. There's a syllable that I have been missing this entire time.
You've been doing it ever since, though. I cannot remember how many times I've heard someone say her name until tonight.
Well, yeah, it's like I learned a new word. And
I know.
I pretty much have to leave it alone. Herman. Stop, leave it alone.
Kid who just learned the word no.
I'm just playing with a little cat, that's all. I'm just playing with a little pussy, that's all.
Yeah, it is like you just learned a new fancy word and you're trying to learn it. Hey, ma. Continuous. Like, that's what you do. Then you're like, Alicia. It's like, it's kind of like you just had a new coworker.
Right, right.
And it's like, all right, I'm going to have to know this bitch's name. Right. So, like, to yourself, you're saying it. I'm the same way with my boss. Like, she has a name that can go one of two ways.
Right.
And she's very adamant about telling you what it is. So, for a while, I was like, I used to say her name the right way. Just, I'm not going to say her name right here because fuck her.
But, right, right, right.
But yeah, but still, it's one of those, like, that's what it seems like when you do it, which is kind of funny. Like, I got to get it right because I don't want to mess it up in the meeting.
Right, right. So this one came out in 1995, the height of Silverstone mania, more than any other time in her life. This was in between Aerosmith videos. Like, this was, she had one and they were like demanding, she got signed to a 5 Aerosmith video deal sort of thing after the first one. Back when you had to set your mark on music videos. Remember when that was a thing where if you did a type of video and it was successful, everybody expected that to be the type of video you did from now on. Like, Peter Gabriel was, like, kicking himself. It's like, this is what we have to do every time? Is that stupid stop motion because Sledgehammer did so well? Or, like, with ZZ Top, where they had, they had to give a makeover to somebody. They basically, they pimped one of the rides. Where they didn't do it, they basically had ZZ Top bitches come out and, like, did it to whoever, and they're just...
They were called ZZ Topless.
Yeah. And the whole time, the band's just, like, pointing in a direction and nodding their heads.
It's one of those things where you just kind of fall into that, and it becomes your thing. Like, yeah, ZZ Top's a good example. Like, I bet anytime somebody went to a live show, it was right. Like, we're the spinning crotch guitars. Like, those are not functional guitars, but come on.
What's funny is I did go to ZZ Top concert a couple of years ago with Hatfield, and I was totally expecting the spinning crotch guitars, but it didn't happen.
I didn't know anything about ZZ Top. I didn't know they had a whole career before... that the songs that made them popular, like they had, I was seeing stuff like their stage shows were completely different. Like, they had a whole, like, Western theme, like, before Sharp Dressed Man era. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? So,
and like, I didn't know anything about that.
Exactly. Like, I mean, before they had beards.
What?
Like, before they had long beards.
I thought they were all born with beards.
I did, too, actually.
Except for Beard.
Except for the guy named Beard. He has a mustache, yeah.
Right. They went on a sabbatical, yeah, and they both came back, and they had beards, and they said, I guess this is our thing now.
Who are they, Bill and Ted and Bogus Journey?
Yes.
Well, it's been an intense 2 years. Now we can play Kiss songs.
Yeah. Was that a Kiss, or was that just a Paul Stanley song? Was
it
that
might
a
have
Kiss?
Been just Paul Stanley. Yeah. But
yes, that is what they did. So Alicia Silverstone at this time, she's they like had this weird celebration. She's 18, so we can put her in creepo films. That's basically what this turned into.
Dug in too.
She is the titular babysitter, watching 3 kids.
Emphasis on tit.
It all takes place in one night of crazy babysitting where nothing really exciting happens in her life. It's everybody else. Because she must be, like, given off the scent. That's basically what happened. Everybody else turned into, like, those cartoon wolves that you have to hit over with a hammer. You know? You had Nikki Cat, you had JT Walsh, and you had Jeremy London. They were all 3 of them, like, having these fantasies of her.
Mm-hmm. Fucking cat! I gave you food! I gave you shelter! You win.
She needs more love. You haven't given enough love.
Win. Guess where you're going, Kat?
Another happy
outside.
You're going outside. You win.
But also, watching this movie, though, with all that crazy fantasy going about Alicia Silverstone, I think this movie kind of ruined the babysitter industry. Because, like, after watching this movie, would you hire a babysitter?
Well, see, here's what you're assuming that you shouldn't assume, and it's that other people actually watched this movie.
Okay, that's one. Absolutely. Right.
Babysitting is still fully intact because no one else has seen
it. I feel like this wouldn't be the one that ruined it. Now, Adventures in Babysitting, that could ruin it. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Yeah.
Those are ruining industry. This was...
That ruined
that
it
That Jonah
old
Hill
ladies.
Film with
old
what,
ladies
called
are
The
no
Sitter
longer.
Or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah. That'll ruin it. The one with Vin Diesel, where
the pacifier.
Yeah.
That one was fantastic.
That was a good movie, man.
But it's still just like, if you don't want to hire one, you're not going to hire that dude.
Yes, you would. He's an ex guy.
Yeah, but you don't have any kids.
That's
you wouldn't even have a kid. Like, what are you babysitting today? this ass.
That's it.
Like, all right, fine. I'm on it.
I've been trying to get him to do that since mm-hmm. Pitch Black. What?
Pitch Black. Yeah. But
right. The plot behind The Babysitter is this. You have these two parents who are deciding that this is the night that they're both going to get blitzed out drunk at this party and have all of their fantasies come true. But it turns out J.T. Walsh, who was the dad of the two, his fantasy is to come back and have sex with the girl, which is, I will leave her nameless because I've been saying it too often.
I want you to keep saying it. I want you to say it
the
more.
The credits left her nameless.
Yeah, yeah, they just call her the babysitter. Yeah. Jeremy London is dating her?
He's dating Alice Silverstone. Yes.
Stop, we're not even going to try it. Her. We refer to her.
Good God, what was that?
I was like, Alice Silverstein?
Yeah, I went to school with her, yeah. And Nikki Catt, who was the ex-boyfriend, possibly, they at least he insinuated that that was the case. So all three of these guys, throughout the entire movie, are having their own separate movie that has a more interesting plot than what's actually going on with what's happening. There are five people that have fantasies in this movie.
Yes,
at least, there's the three main dudes.
The wife,
Has one.
The kid,
and
has
the
one.
Kid has one. Mm-hmm. All of which in some way involves the babysitter. They're all surrounding her in some fashion,
covered in bubbles.
Yes, in very soap opera-ish. Like these were the original ideas behind this movie, were all the fantasies, and then they're like, no, we just have to make these the fantasy. We can't actually have this happen. And what happens with the babysitter the whole time? What does she do? She gets something on her shirt, she gets it cleaned, and then puts on her outfit without putting it in the dryer. Yeah. So you have a very uneventful, normal babysitting experience for her. But these other people are trying to ruin this with just like, I want to have sex.
Here's the thought. Like, unrealistic for me was that this bitch took a real bath at this people's houses.
Yes.
Like, you got some nerve. Like, and she's done it before.
Right.
Clearly.
Right.
But like, she doesn't do it blatantly because they're like, I think she may have taken a bath.
Well, they can't tell because she gave her the other two kids baths. So, you know, how you going to know? Like,
she just shows up in a robe and has like these.
She does the laundry and everything, yeah. I guess, to cover it up. But it's still just like, yo, that's. They just run their finger on it like, that's not my mildew.
Right.
That's
I wash out the tub when I'm done.
Nah, that's young. That's good. Ah, that's real good.
Somebody's been playing Aerosmith songs in this room with candles lit. Like she's memorizing lines. They didn't tell her that she doesn't actually sing the songs.
I got
she
a just video shoot coming up.
I was crying when I met you. Met you. Okay.
Am I dying? Am I still crying or am I dying?
Okay. When does Liv Tyler come in on this?
Yeah, I need some help.
Yeah.
When she gets out of school.
The movie is an hour and a half. It all takes place during the night. We will tell you everything that happens because there is no reason for you to watch this movie at all.
Please don't watch it.
Don't give YouTube your $3 like we did.
The only reason to watch this movie is you're going to try
spoof
it.
No, y'all want to try spoof it itself.
Okay.
Eventually, the parents get just like. Totally soused. They were like, we are drunk.
Soused.
Soused.
Because that spiral only goes down.
Right. They were being destructive at this party, and J.T. Walsh decides he's going to be destructive behind the wheel of a car. He is rushing home to find Jeremy London and Nikki Catt breaking into the house, where Jeremy decides to put a few moves on. Because Nikki's like, go ahead and do it. I like to see you accomplish something. You know,
buddy
that's
friend.
Right. And then the moment where she's like, ew, that's gross. He goes, well, I didn't do that. I guess I'm the other guy. You know, that's basically how it felt like the whole time. And eventually they get into a fight that involves a bunch of stuff thrown on Jeremy London, including hot water. During this little scuffle, the oldest of the three children watched calls 911 because he knows what's up. He's like, I need to get this movie moving along.
Yeah.
We might as well get the cops involved.
This is horrible. Call the cops.
Right. Nikki Catt then, after beating the crap out of Jeremy London, decides like, well, I guess I got to have sex with the babysitter. So he's like, And then she's like, no. And then, like, he runs out into the street right in the moment that J.T. Walsh is just careening through the neighborhood, ignoring all those suggested speed limit signs and all the speed bumps that are clearly at that place. Like, he is riding that.
Just yeah. drunk as hell yeah. with the hardest penis.
Right.
Just like, oh, I'm going to get that babysitter.
Got this Henny dick.
Yeah, you know? Got the Henny dick.
Yeah, I didn't know I drove stick. Ooh.
Well, maybe she will. Bam. Oh, shit, what was that? A kid.
And so he hits Nikki Cat. So we have a death in this movie. J.T. Walsh gets arrested. Jeremy London is confused the whole time. He's like, did I win? Do I get the girl?
So can we fool around now?
Right, right. Yeah. The babysitter is then taken away by the cops, probably to like recant everything that night and to find out that she had no fantasy going on. They're like, oh, this is a boring movie. Why did this movie happen?
Why are all these people fantasizing about this girl who is so uninteresting?
Yeah. That'd be the sequel. Least like the detective ever. Is just like interviewing her, like, yeah, really? Tell me more about this. And then, like, the inmate, somebody in a jail cell is looking like, yeah. But they're fantasizing not about her because they're in jail. That's not the jam. It's some girl.
Right, right, right.
Just hot because she was the babysitter. Like she, you know.
That was Alicia Silverstone's thing. She was hot, and nobody really knew why.
Right.
Like Aerosmith told you he was hot, and we were like, all right. And she. That's it. That's all it was. Like there was right. no reason she didn't. She wasn't seductive or anything. Mm-hmm. She wasn't like she was actually really good at her job. I think like.
Of just playing naive to what's happening in the situation. I think it like she was never.
You were saying she was clueless?
Yeah, a little.
They should call it. Yeah, this should be called Clueless instead. It's called Wow.
So at the very and then the credits roll and nothing really happens. So I think the most important thing we do realize that the babysitter is in the center of this, but it almost feels like and we don't usually qualify a film when it comes to these titles. Then a movie is too bad to keep the title, but this film is too bad to keep this title. I am not allowing it. We are not leaving here without a new title for this stupid movie. I don't care what it takes. Now, I had a suggestion on the way, like during this, to call it Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Hot. I am standing behind it as the choice. What is everybody else's suggestion?
The baby shitter. I don't know. It's really bad. Like, I really don't know. Like, it's one of those movies where I feel betrayed. Like, where the shit you're doing is you're setting up all these fantasies. The whole movie is just a fantasy. If you cut this movie, no fantasies.
Yeah.
It's bad. Like, it's boring. Bad anyway. It's boring. Because then it turns into, like, babysitter, playing with kids, boyfriend and ex-boyfriend show up to the... Actually, it's kind of creepy. They show up to the house... And then they
he was my Uber driver. What am I going to do? Yeah.
Then like I'm mad about it, and they won't leave. And then like they get in a fight, and then one gets killed.
As one does.
By the whole different direction. I think this is like the worst porn ever. Like this
because like nobody had sex. Oh, wait, except like, from old people.
Yeah, this but was, like, this could have been a good setup for a good porn movie.
This is the blue balliest porn that's ever been made.
Right.
Blue balls.
Yeah, blue balls. It is like that. Like all the things are there for you. Talking about hot babysitter. You talking about a fantasy from
the
a
blue
dad.
Ball sitter.
Yeah, exactly. But like all the you're right. All the things here are for a decent porn. Like, all right, we got the hot hot babysitter. We got two young guys. You know the good looking all American, then the badass in the leather jacket. Then you got the dad. He had a fantasy. It's like it's a porn for everybody. But
yeah, it's a Honda Accord of porn.
Don't forget the milf
with
the garter straps.
Word, yeah, the milf
with like a guy who would write porn. Decided to finally try and write a movie that wouldn't be porn. But
he wrote
just
it with
didn't
sex.
Know how.
He wrote it with sex, then took it out and was like, "Oh man."
Well, yeah, they had to take the new scenes out. The new scene that she was in. Yeah, so
it's like somebody
they
used to
shot
write
it,
porn.
And it's like, this is for my collection. I'm sorry.
Like they did. What was that? They did on American Dad on that show where they were talking about Fast and Furious movies where they filmed them. Like Jeremy Lin filmed it as gay porn.
Yeah, yeah.
Full film, like everybody was fucking and making out. Then you cut it out, and that's the movie they presented to the public. Because like, it was just that kind of chemistry with everybody. But I don't know, this movie, yeah, fake porn. Maybe I'll call it
that. That's why Tyrese has felt so betrayed in that we've seen recently.
But Tyrese is gone banana boat. Yeah. He's crazy, man.
That's what happens when he gets stupid rich, man.
He needs to get on something. Like, he's not taking
He them. Needs he legit help. Okay, if we want to talk about Tyrese. Tyrese is fucked up right now.
Yeah.
I never really cared much for Tyrese until the movies.
Still don't.
I didn't like him. Okay, whatever. We're going to go on a Tyrese tyrant. Tyrant. I'm calling it Tyrant.
Tyrant.
Here's the thing. When first off, Tyrese, when he first came out, Coke commercial, right?
Yeah.
He was singing in the bus.
Guy on the bus, you don't remember?
Yeah, he was a kid on the
bus. I don't remember any of this.
Yeah. No.
He was singing on the bus.
Was he driving the bus? Was it going a quarter mile at a time? I don't care.
But yeah, he had on headphones and he got on the bus singing. Yeah, everybody looking at him like this. Huh. And then, like, he finally realized that he was singing out loud, and then he gave out one of these big old Coke smiles.
Yeah, Coke. But he had, like, the little.
And there was a polar bear giving a high five in the background.
Yeah. He had, like, the LeBray piercing, like, right under his lip. And then, like, he started getting, like, doing more music, and he took it out because black folks don't have those things. So I was like, but that's a real thing. Like,
I don't even know what the fuck that was you was talking about.
Like, the little piercing right under the lip right here.
Oh, okay.
Like this, like the stud.
Yes.
He just didn't know it had a name.
He did, yeah. He had that. Okay. Like, and he had and all his tattoos. And
yeah, you grow a soul patch to cover that up.
This is a metal soul patch. Not like the dude from Wah, but
yeah.
But no, he had that. But then
my stone did in pieces.
But they, that's Papa Roach. Anyway.
Whatever.
But like, he took it out because I think they told him, like, hey, man, black folks don't have those shits. Mm-hmm. You're trying to peel. So he did that. Then it was another story where he lost his $100,000 chain in the ocean because he was on a jet ski with it. Like, you're fucking stupid.
Don't forget, he also was a model for Tommy Hilfiger.
Get the fuck. Yeah, he was. He had muscles and and lots of teeth. He was, hey, we can't get Tyson Beckford.
Yeah.
We'll get Tyrese.
The fake Tyson Beckford.
And then Tay Diggs came on. But anyway, story that did.
Okay, Sarah, damn.
The one story that pissed me off the most about Tyrese, it was a girl who won the lottery. Wanted to meet him, so she paid him a lot of money just to hang out with him and meet him.
You serious?
Yeah, and he was like, and they asked,
oh, it's like that's almost like the plot to that movie that we saw, that short where it was the woman that was giving away her services as like, if you guessed how many times, like, you can use words in a sentence. What was the name of that stupid Now You See Me? What was it? No, it was fuck. What we compared it to Andrew Dice Clay film and Rowdy Roddy Piper. What was the other one called? It was a short movie.
Ford Fairlane and They Live.
Yeah, I wish.
We did it we did it for the show?
Yes, we did. I can't remember.
Oh, shit. Well, I think I'm going to remember that show.
Yeah, of all people.
God damn it. All right, never mind.
You'll think about it. But anyway, that, like, I don't know why that just stuck with me about him, where he, like, somebody's like, I'd really like to meet you. I'll give you money. And he was like, okay. Like, it just, it bummed me out. He's like, I bought my mom a house with what this girl gave me.
You saying that? And this is what I really believe in. I may not believe in all the religion, whatever religion, but I do believe in karma. And that motherfucker getting some karma.
That's fucked up. You don't do that. If somebody came to me and was like, I'll give you money to hang out with me, I was like,
happens,
take your money.
That happens almost on a daily basis, but it's usually like people in the Middle East that'll pay like big celebrities.
But that's Sultan shit. But like, this was like a girl who won the lottery. And like, lottery winners don't stay rich because they're stupid, because they're buying, spending money.
Because they
But like, and he took it. And I don't know.
He took that money, but he's mad at The Rock for taking money for doing another movie?
Because he's gone bananas. Here's the crazy. Okay, so
first off, he would not have that Fast and Furious franchise if it wasn't for The Rock.
No,
absolutely. He would not have it if it wasn't for Ja Rule passing down his role again. He took Ja Rule's spot.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. They even offered to him. He's like,
I got to do this fire festival instead. I'm sorry.
Years in the planet. But but here's what Tyrese is doing now, which is crazy. He can't see his daughter because apparently he assaulted her or something. She's like 10. Like
he whooped her so bad that she can't sit down.
Right.
Same thing with AP, you know.
So the ex-wife won't let him see her, and he hadn't seen her for a couple months. And he's doing the most. Like, he's sending airplanes with banners like, I love you, daddy loves you, baby girl, over a school.
And trust me, I got sympathy for that because, you know, I have three daughters and stuff, and I kind of went through a similar situation. But what he did violated a T.O. You can't do that. You can't do that.
No, what's really making him crazy now is he was at one of his shows singing, and he was like, this one goes out to my baby girl, daddy loves you, daddy misses you, I can't wait to see you. I've been really trying. He starts singing Let's Get It On. This video. It's hilarious.
I just saw this movie called The Babysitter. It gave me the greatest idea.
Yeah. It's that same. It's like It's the whole, like, it's the idea. Like, I get what he was doing, but he was dead wrong. Like, if you come in, you like, I've been really trying to hold back these feelings from the love of my daughter. It's like, that is Marvin Gaye. That is a fuck song. You can't sing that.
Have you seen the thing with Nelly as well? Like, mm-hmm. where he did something very similar to, like, a 9-year-old that he brought up on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he played again.
He did one of his, like, that,
That's the only song he has,
No,
right?
he did that, whatever, one of the things he did with Ashanti, the duet. Like, no matter what I do.
Oh,
that's Kelly Rowland.
Huh? Is it her? Okay, whatever. Yeah. It was a roller. It was a
dilemma.
Okay, yeah, it was a song that he did with a female singer.
Okay,
whatever.
Yeah. So, that he sung that, and she was way too young for him to. You remember what Janet Jackson used to do to people on stage back in the day?
No, can you elaborate?
Look, I'm a fan. Janet Jackson back when she, I think it was off of the Janet album. It was one of her sexier songs on the
Control?
Album. Nah, man. That was on Control. I'm talking about Janet. Okay. That's the Way Love Goes. That album.
Oh, that album.
Yeah.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. So she was. Justice. It wasn't. I don't think it was any. Maybe no. It wasn't Anytime, Anyplace. But it was one of her sexy songs. But she'd bring a dude up on stage and she'd strap him to a chair and then she would grind the fuck out of them for like the song length, and they'd lose their mind. But you can do that with a man. If you can't, Nelly would bring this girl up on stage and like got real close to her face, like, yeah, girl. like he was making out with her. It was like, that is a child. Stop.
Yes. Anyway.
So Tyrese can eat my dick.
Okay. We have a new title for this movie.
Tyrese can eat my dick. I never like.
He likes to be included in things.
He's also wearing, in his new video, he's wearing a sweatshirt that says Shayla Rocks, like his daughter's name. It's like, you had that made. You can't buy that anywhere. That's you may
yeah,
have you're crazy.
Go to any mall, you can get that made. What are you talking about?
His website.
Same the crowd broke. Why even when he got a Benihana's, a Starbucks, and some other shit in the back of his backyard.
Yeah, go broke then, man. Go file bankruptcy. You're paying $13,000 a month. That's a lot, but also,
yeah,
okay.
That's a lot of money because you make a lot of money.
No, I thought about it. It's not. Think of, if $13,000 a month average up is about.
All right, look, we definitely need to wrap this up.
Back after this other one. I'm talking about Tyrese punk ass for the rest of this shit. You know what? Fuck you. I ain't got no love for you, bitch. I hate you.
I enjoy this conversation.
I know, me too. I know, you're right. I was looking for a place to get back on track, and I'm glad you did your way.
I just keep going.
I roll with it.
We're going to play the second trailer, and we're going to go into this as dry as possible. We're going in and watching The Babysitter that is available on Netflix right now, and we're going to go. We're going to show
dry.
You.
After watching that first Babysitter, we not dry.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
No, after all those dudes in that first Babysitter,
I'm completely dry. I couldn't be more dry. I couldn't get an erection. I lied. I could. Don't mind me.
All right. We'll see you in a minute.
Fuck Tyrese.
All right. Tomorrow night, you, me, party.
What up, Steve?
B, call us if there's any trouble, okay? Call, don't cause any trouble.
I bet B has boys over at your place all the time. That's what babysitters do. Seriously, have you ever been awake after she's fallen asleep?
We're back.
Whatever.
We just finished watching the second of the two Babysitters. This one, directed by Mick G, and starring nobody in particular. There was a couple of people that have careers, I mean, recognizable faces, but this is a direct-to-Netflix especial. So it's not going to have a ton of people in it. But one of those things that came out right before Halloween, so you had a lot of people possibly watching this as a pseudo slasher flick sort of thing, and I don't know how much we want to actually say about this movie. This feels like something that you might want to go in without seeing any information, even though we just played the trailer for you.
Right.
Oops. What is everyone's feelings about the movie?
I enjoyed it.
Okay.
No, I was the same way. Like I went into it blind. I hadn't seen the trailer.
Right.
I was going with the Robert Pick, and I was like, cool. I like to not know those.
It was funny, but kind of predictable.
But that's what
I don't think it was that predictable.
It had they had some of it. Like I didn't know exactly. I knew something was going to happen to certain characters. You could sense it, but also I didn't know to what extent, which is what was fun to me. Like I did like it. It was. I mean, it didn't have a. it had a different plot. It was, you know, even if you knew it was going to happen, it was fun to watch. It's Mick G, so it's going to have some, like, you know, quick zooms and this and, like, loud colors. And boom. So
Mick G, famous for Charlie's Angels and Charlie's Angels Full Throttle. Those are the two that come to mind. There might
tons
be some other
tons of music videos.
Right. This one, there was, like, a blacklist for horror films, and this actually made it a couple years ago. So this was something that's been out there as, like, a script that someone needs to get a hold of. It felt like it knew what it was doing, but not to a point where it can get annoying, knowing what it was doing. So it kept itself in balance. It is not it knows what audience it's aiming for. I wouldn't say that it's like it's a great example of one of those, if you don't like horror films, you like this film sort of thing. It was fine. I thought it was fun. I thought I didn't think it was extraordinarily good. I just thought it was good. That's about how I would put it.
Yeah, and that's about how I would put it. It's good. It's fun. There's a lot of moments where it looked like it was one of those horror movies that's not good but still takes itself serious.
Right.
But then it has like this break. There's a couple moments where it's like, huh? Like it slows down. It takes a different path. It goes from like, I mean, what I'll say this like from the kid from so, something about to happen to like to dealing with a bully in the same scene. Like it's really. Huh.
Right. So there's this kid. He's 12 years old. He's picked on. They pretty much show you that he is the butt of every joke because he still has a babysitter who is played. Her name is C, who is basically the girl that everybody wants to get with, sort of thing.
Hot and cool.
Yeah. She's she.
She was B.
She was B.
I said B. What did I say?
You said C.
C? Did I say C? Yeah, I meant to say B.
Yeah, he's cold.
Excuse me.
I'm calling C, B.
My bad.
It's, well, whatever.
Right.
Letters, right?
Right, exactly.
Who was A in this movie?
It was the Fonz. The Fonz, yeah. The Fonz. Yeah. Hey, he was the devil the whole time.
Yeah.
Hey.
We get to see them hanging out. There's an extended weekend that the parents are away. The parents are at least recognizable as well. One of them, it's one of those. I mean, I could pull up the list of names, but whatever. When you see them, you're like, oh, those people.
Yeah, knowing the names will mean nothing. Seeing the face is like, oh.
Right. So they're hanging out. The most inexplicable thing of them hanging out is how much that they love the movie Billy Jack, because that's not a movie that held up well and or is a movie that anybody knows word for word verbatim, like they're trying to memorize it. Because they're trying to win Ready Player One sort of thing. Like there's moments where they're spewing lines like everybody knows this line.
The line from this was in something else. I think it was it was some other action movie or like a comedy action movie or something like that.
It had to be because I remember my uncles. When I seen Billy Jack, I was like, where have I heard that from? My uncles always made a reference to like when me and my cousin was trying to like, you know, play kick. Mm-hmm. And stuff. Say, oh, yeah, I think you have Billy Jack or something.
Yeah. But even like,
I never got the joke, but that's where I get my humor from.
Yeah, I never seen Billy Jack, but I know of it, but I've seen that line said in something that they had in the movie where it was some like Seagal movie or even like a Joe Dirt where somebody who watched a bunch, like, same premise in this.
Too bad we don't live in an age where we could just look it up on our phone.
But we don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Right now. Which we'll totally. Well, no, we'll be that guy. I just don't want to be that guy on the right now at this moment. I'll do it in 5, 10
minutes. I mean, somebody could look it on the computer, but he don't want to do the work.
He's focused right now. But yeah.
He hates that.
Yeah.
But come on.
Yeah.
You have your phone on you. Why am I the person that needs to look this up?
Cause.
You have a big phone.
All right.
Call the computer.
Big phone! Do something!
An older version of Windows. You can't even ask Cortana.
Right.
Yeah, well, Cortana's closed, so.
Yeah. Boom. Did you see the comedy show that's going to happen at like one of the entrances of Cortana Mall?
Stop.
Yes.
One of the entrances?
Yeah. Imagine it's like where Scott Rogers used to have his little, yeah.
I mean, over that side where it was like office buildings or office tweets.
Yeah, I figured they would just be done with that area and turn it into like a new Bon Carré. Like that, I figured that would just become the new.
That's what Bon Marché did. They did that. Sure. A couple stores were left, which were basically like shoe stores and suit stores. And then they closed it, and it became Bon Carré.
Yeah, we need to find the new mall. It's slowly turning into whatever's in between us and Walker. Like, that is the new mall area. They've had to rebuild it a couple of times, but it's got a lot of more Tanger vibe to it. More of an outlet mall. Sure.
But the outset thing, I feel like, well, I know we're just, whatever, this is all too, but I don't know. Prairieville's coming up. I feel like that'll be the spot where they build an actual mall. But the mall itself is dying because Amazon.
Yes.
So
people usually just go to one store and that's all they want to deal with is like everything. Okay. They want to get everything in that one place or at least hang out and do other things. That's kind of what feels like happened with Cabela's.
Walmart? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just like a big area to do things other than just shop. I mean, you could shop, but there's other things
you
can do there.
Like a Bass Pro and a Cabela's. They're basically one thing, but they're a mall.
Well, they are technically one thing.
That's what I'm saying. Well, yeah. Well, no, but I mean, like that building, that whole thing is technically one thing where it's outdoor.
Yes.
But, I mean, there's like, what kind of outdoor are you doing? You're doing hunting? You're doing like just gun stuff? You're doing water sports? Or you're doing
where you're on ski shooting things.
Yeah, and you're peeing in people's faces while you're doing that. But there's also like there's a restaurant, there's like a fudge place, there's like a shooting range, it's basically an arcade. So you can kill a whole day at Bass Pro.
Literally, kill day.
I'll kill the whole day.
Somebody pulls up a calendar. It's like, I'm going to do this literally. I'm killing days.
They're going to have a dude running around with like a giant foam number of the day. He gets to kill the day. Hey, Fudge.
This movie took a Scott Pilgrim jab at this. There's a lot of big print that shows up at certain points to show you the transitions. And it's just a way to basically feed you into the mind of a 12-year-old dealing with this situation. It has the vibe of a person that is relatively smart writing this in the view of a 12-year-old child. There's even a moment early in the movie where we get to see everything through his eyes, and they don't continue with this. This is just Thank something God. They decide to have at one point.
I like that shot because it started as the dad talking, like breaking the fourth wall.
Right.
And it turns out he's just talking to the kid. Like, I was like, that's a dope shot. Like, I was like, oh, look, he's talking to, oh, no, he's the kid.
Right.
We're the kid now. All right.
And it helps that these movies are an hour and a half because you find that a lot of the bigger movies, the ones that want to take themselves, like, Academy seriously, usually go over 2 hours. This one just kind of kept it in the wheelhouse, kept it at the stands as it needed to be. It went through the three-act structure that you're used to sort of thing. That might be what you might consider predictable, but I don't think the actions that were involved made everybody seem as predictable. They even had like the lineup of people that showed up to the house be everything that you've seen in John Hughes films or even a Cabin in the Woods scenario. Like they basically played every role that you could expect.
Yeah.
Each
they
one.
Really were. It was like, the craziest 16 candles.
Right, but they try to go against type, and it wasn't annoying. Like, sometimes that happens where you just have somebody wanting, to go against the type by doing the exact opposite or doing something stupid. I never got the impression what they were doing was just to be contrary. I liked even the one time where I felt like that they had set something up to be Chekhov's gun. Like this,
right.
Like the
That was
the
great.
Where they were going to have a weapon that was going to be used later, and then you have a in medias res, or you like switch to the parents and basically saying, "Oh, we don't have that in there anymore," sort of thing.
He's the explanation. Also, in this weird, what's happening?
Yeah, exactly. there was a lot of that going on, and I appreciated the efforts because it didn't feel like it was too ham-fisted. And I get that a lot. I see the same thing in like Max Landis films that are written. He tries a little too hard. Like we saw Mr. Right. I don't know if you've seen that one or not. It's got Sam Rockwell and the girl in Pitch Perfect.
We did see that.
Okay. Anna Kendrick?
Yeah, Anna Kendrick. There were a lot of situations in that movie where it felt like they were doing things just to like for a laugh or it wasn't advancing the plot forward. And if there's someone that seems to be a champion of that stuff, it's Max Landis. It's weird to see. Have you watched any of his wrestling videos that he has online?
Yeah.
Where, I mean, it's him. You would notice. Right, he's like, he talks about like the whole thing, so He's very adamant. He's very excited about talking about it. He's very energetic. But when it comes on paper, or usually, I guess, when it's given to somebody else, it just doesn't translate into another person's vision. Like, you want to see more what he's given to the world on YouTube up on the big screen, but it doesn't seem to work that way. Like, he hasn't found the director to work with it, because he's got his stuff gets bought up all the time. It's just not any good. And I'm not saying this one's like what he needs to strive for, but it feels like it's going in the direction that he wants his movies to go into. Like, something that is a typical plot or typical situation you're dealing with, but with a new spin. Not completely new, just enough to where it makes it exciting to watch. That's all it is.
Right. Yeah, I was just thinking, I did like the characters where they definitely were the archetype jock cheerleader weird black dude.
I'm glad he died a little bit too soon.
Right. Well, he's
I understand that
he's one of the first internet famous.
Oh, is
people.
He?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like where he's one where people like internet famous possible. Like him, he did ton King Bach. He's done a ton of videos.
Okay.
And
Vine.
He murdered Vine. He was doing it big on Vine. He was really he put out thousands of them, and he's done movies. He's on Wildin' Out, I think he was.
He was. I think he got a little show coming up.
He got too. A little. Yeah, he's gotten more. He's gotten past just a regular cast member on Wildin' Out.
Okay.
So I mean, I'd venture to say he was probably the most well known person on that cast.
Oh, okay.
Just due to internet exposure, like kids knew him, but who gives a fuck what kids think?
Right.
But I still like the I did like the characters where they
who
did.
Who's Bella Thorne? Because I heard her name, but I couldn't pick her out in the movie. They said she was in this movie.
Not this one.
She wasn't in this movie?
Bella Thorne wasn't in this.
Okay.
I just
reading a little trivia on it. That's why I was like, yeah.
But
it's Bella Thorne.
Maybe she might have been sneaking it back. She was one of the, I don't know, something. And she was in the basement hiding under a sheet.
Continue, Mike.
Right. Yeah, so, no, but like the characters, they definitely set you up like, here's just the jock cheerleader. But like each one of them had just more to them.
Right.
Especially like shirtless boy, and then he was shirtless. And the cheerleader, like, she was just sitting there, like, I want to be a journalist. And, like, she didn't fall for any of his bullshit, where it was just, right. Like, you're pretty and smart. You think I fucking believe you? She tried to kill him. Like, everybody had a nice little extra layer to him.
Except for Sonya.
She was crazy. Like, she wasn't just creepy. She was, like, another level. Like, she was like, ugh, spiders. And she, like, I don't know, she was a little more than meets the eye, which you don't get a lot of those with those characters. She's not a G.I. Joe. Either or a Transformer.
Now, I don't think we're looking to change the title of this movie, but if you were to come up with something different than what they presented on here, is there another title that you think would work for this movie?
Hey man, put your shirt on.
Yeah, exactly.
Where are the neighbors? I think that'd be it. Where are the neighbors? There's a lot of wild shit happening. And there's nobody there.
They actually changed the title of a movie that was at Fantastic Fest last year called Safe Neighborhood because it's more of a holiday film. I think it was like Better Watch Out, I think is what they decided to change it to. But it almost feels like this is that kind of title because it like Safe Neighborhood almost applies to this thing because it really was a neighborhood where it felt like everything would be fine, and then nothing fine ever happens.
These were the best neighbors ever.
That's what. Yeah. That's
I love a neighbor that will mind their own business.
If nothing bad happens, it's the best neighborhood. If anything, because I can like one of the kids is out just tossing eggs.
Right.
Nobody gave I'm assuming it's after 10 p.m. Probably if that dude's 12 and they put him in bed. What time do you go to bed at 12?
A fucking latchkey child.
Still.
I mean, nobody's questioning where all the eggs go. There's obviously not a parent that's paying attention.
Clearly. Yeah, but there's also not a neighbor saying, hey, there's fucking kids throwing eggs.
No.
Right.
So, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, nobody gives a fuck. So when it's quiet, it's super quiet.
You know
but when it's bad,
when
it's also super quiet.
You know what happens when you rat out that kid that's egging that house? He eggs your house next.
Right. I think we also
have money to get my house repainted like every time.
But also, let's be honest,
there's
a bad kid. The cops would have been called.
Right.
So
I think you're coming from the aspect that we city kids, and that would never happen in the city. But I think this happened like in Slidell or something like that. You know?
Possibly, but it was like it was, I think they were in Illinois. So I'm like, are they in the same neighborhood that Kevin was in Home Alone? That'd be funny.
Sure.
Not again, this fucking house, man.
So there's an Onion title that pretty much describes this neighborhood where it says neighbors will talk to wife beating husband about his lawn. That's basically what this is. Like they're more concerned about something else.
Yeah, about the lawn. Like we saw yesterday when you were knocking the shit out of your wife. You had left your garbage can out for more than 3 days. So
I don't know if you've read the bylaws of our homeowners association, but that's not allowed.
Yeah, but bitch beating nowhere in there. Have fun.
Yeah. What you do inside your home is inside your home.
But outside is
that's your castle.
Yeah.
What's happening in your lawn is affecting the rest of our HOA. Property values. HOA I'm going right to need there. You to do something.
We got black kids throwing eggs.
So let's go around the table. Which film would you recommend, and which film's going to keep the title? Go ahead, Herman.
I recommend Needham Movies. Just go out and do something else with your life. Just read a book.
Read a book.
That's always good advice.
Yeah it is. All right, no.
I mean,
Herman has a book that he's been pushing this
It's called The
time.
Babysitter's Club.
Yes.
That's what he's been trying to push.
Stop beaming to my damn jokes. You
got to get quicker.
Listen, Mr. Comedy Album, Splendid
Afternoon.
This is my life. Just because, let me get my jokes in.
Keep the plug going.
I don't do that much. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, I like this. Yeah. Get my album.
Cool. All right, Mike.
Yeah. Me, okay. I would recommend the Mick G, The Babysitter. I think it's a fine hour and a half with a little more than I expected. Even knowing nothing is still what a better than I thought plus. And I also thought
the relationship he had with the next door neighbor girl was actually kind of sweet.
It was sweet. But that's. We were saying like she was a little mature for him, but I think that's what he needs. Somebody needs to give him a little. Mm-mm.
She was an actress that's been in things. I think this was not her first rodeo.
I think if they couldn't get that Chloe Martinez whatever girl, they get her.
Yeah, she's like 21 now. She's a tough sell.
They had to find a new one. They got to find a new one.
Yeah, that's what they were going for. That you remember her in Kick-Ass?
If they would have got her, homeboy would have lost his damn mind.
Yeah, but just think about her, like Courtney. I never know. She did look like she
Chloe
looks like
Grace Moretz.
Chloe Grace Moretz. She looks like a legit. She should have been in between the babysitter in this movie and the friend.
Yes,
they have the same faces.
They
basically.
Do. They do. She has that weird pointy face that this actress and. I guess I'll look her up, but yeah, she was also in another movie I saw called Mayhem, and the one thing I noted, at least watching the other one, she has some of the deadest eyes that I've ever seen. She is going to be perfect in more horror.
Doll eyes. Doll eyes, which is a big thing right now. Because
some people can't emote, so it's good to have doll eyes.
Do you think she had contacts on? Because her eyes are really blue sharp.
They probably sharpen the blue up, but there's no movement in them. That's her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's what a lot of them go for. You go for somebody. A lot of people who can't act with their eyes, so they don't want her over emoting. They don't want somebody doing all that. So just like you keep the dead eyes.
Mm-hmm. She'd be a killer combination. She also had jazz fingers.
That would help. Dead eyes and jazz fingers. Yeah. I'm gonna start a band with those names just for fun. But anyway, one's The Babysitter.
Jazz fingers is my death metal band.
Jazz fingers. I play death metal ska. keep the name. The other babysitter can change the name to.
What about yourself?
I'm with Mike. The McG was actually the better. I would recommend it even if people,
Her name is Samara Weaving.
Really, Samara?
Oh, she related to Hugo Weaving?
Did she crawl out of a well? That's what I need to know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, The Ring. Hello, horror films.
Why are you looking at
that? That's who that is?
I looked up. Oh, come on. I didn't mean to walk on you. Go ahead,
Sam. No, that's what everybody does. It's fine. So this one was the better one. The fucking fantasy sitter, I am not for.
Niece of Hugo Weaving. Sorry.
She got them dead eyes. She's Megatron niece.
Keep going.
I'm done.
I'm done with you assholes.
I have nothing left to say. That's not true.
I agree. No, I like the second of the two. I enjoyed the second one. I think we renamed the first one to Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Hot. I'm still sticking with that title.
Well, but the second one, I did have a...
You gave me nothing, Herman!
I just want to give you a name.
You gave me nothing!
I don't need a name. I know it's a TV sitcom. You think it's Growing Pains? Yeah, okay, don't mind.
Growing, like somebody get kicked in the dick, like my, am the growing no, has pains?
Well, that's better. So,
like,
yes.
From 30 years ago, growing?
Shout out to my family ties.
It's never been
bad.
A movie.
This movie should have been called Just the Ten of Us.
The facts of life. What?
Oh, my goodness.
Different strokes.
Yeah, the most of mom and dad were doing.
Home improvement. And at the end, you hear this.
Somebody dies.
Yeah, someone needs to make a horror clip of all people dying, but it's just the grunts that you would hear from Tim Allen afterwards. That would be their last gasp of
air.
Oh my
God! I watched the shit out of that. No. Howdy, neighbor.
Oh man. As Herman was alluding to earlier, one of our guests here, Mike, has a comedy album that is out right now called Splenda Afternoon that you can purchase on iTunes.
Yeah.
Or just by coming up and talking to him, because he's got plenty of cards that you can have for the download.
Yeah. $10.
It's only $10, guys.
$10.
It
what's
is worth
$10?
I have download cards.
His album.
For my album. If you haven't got, if you've gotten it off iTunes, yay, iTunes, Jesus. iTunes, mm-hmm. iTunes, Spotify, you can find it there. If you got it out there, cool. But if you're at a show and you see me, I have cards. I have download cards that for $10, you get one, you go online, you download the album.
Get them fast because they're going quick,
no
guys.
Taxes. They're actually a little cheaper than $9.10.
Oh, well, yeah.
Everyone tax, wants taxes involved, so, yeah. But you're also at a, out in public, so. I won't charge you as much because you have to deal with people.
Carry on to the world and being social.
All right. Does anybody have anything else they want to say?
Yeah, Tyrese can go fuck himself.
Yeah. Now, I was going to say that the only reference I could find about Billy Jack, were you a fan of Gilmore Girls?
Never.
Because it's one of the movies that the Gilmore Girls watch. That's the only reference I could find.
Right, but
culture,
I don't think that's what Mike was looking
well,
for.
Well, it's actually
he was
like that line
that,
of the kick in the head thing
right.
from something else.
Sounds like that line's been said before. It's like there's only going to be two things that'll happen. Me knocking you on the whatever that is.
Yeah. There's going to be two hits. Me hitting you, you hitting the floor.
That's it, yeah. That's about what it sounded like.
Pilgrim.
I think we're done. I think we can go home now. I think we're good. But another there can be only one podcast. My name is Robert Rao.
Herman Omega Prime Davis.
Mike Tyree sucks. Honore.
Sarah Boswell.
Good night, everybody.
Fuck that
dude. Him. Oh, that's not.
Oh, I see what I'm doing. I'm gonna put this in here. That might help. Because I couldn't hear anything. I was going
into this microphone.
I stopped watching the video.
No, no.
That's what I thought too.
It was my own, like, trying to figure this out, and I was like, oh, wait, never mind. Okay, no. There wasn't, like, a Robert, you're stupid kind of thing. It was just a. You gotta get yourself situated. I don't think anybody wants to be that close. So just gather around, kitties. Come on down. Get ready for some great babysitter talk. Is there a babysitter song before we get started that I could use as like a bumper? Like what is known as like the babysitter song?
What kind of song?
Yeah, like, you know, doing the babysitter. Like what happened in the movie?
Doing the babysitter?
I think that's just a thing people do.
We're just doing the babysitter.
I just know the beat. Boom, 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 boom.
No. I don't recognize that from any
court.
Right.
So.
No, and that's not real.
It almost sounded like you were doing Night Court for whatever reason. You know, after every episode where they would fine a babysitter $50 every time. Yeah, everybody knows those.
Of course.
That'd be a $50 fine plus time served.
Yeah, okay. So
this is a good piece of pizza, man.
It needs to turn this one up. There we go.
Turn
it up. Talk.
We're
all
talking.
Yes.
Talking is happening.
What?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
No,
wait,
you can sit
there.
No,
this is for
this.
Okay, we all ready?
No.
Ahem.
Okay, cool. Let's get this started.